Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
Timing is everything in the garden. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field, from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences. His name is Patrick Murphy. He's right there. Hello, Murph.
That's my name, Laura. Hi, how are you?
Hi there. Today on GLT's Grow, we are taking a question from Karen in Bloomington. She wants to know the time of year and how often you should trim, use, and boxwoods. She says that they trimmed theirs last fall, but they're already looking overgrown, and she wants a beautiful yard. So what gives? What kind of timing should you do on this?
Well, let's go with the boxwoods. Mm-hmm. The boxwoods, we want to trim those in late dormancy. So that's mid-February by the 1st of May.
Oh, really?
So the end of the winter, and when you're just dying to get outside, but it's still winter, that's the time to prune them.
So that's not part of your autumn prep. It's part of your pre-spring prep.
That's right.
Okay.
Just to love on the boxwood, because they're a great plant. I just think they're fantastic. They're a leafy evergreen for folks that don't love them and don't know. You prune them at that time, but if you have a damaged branch or a dead branch or a portion of the plant, you know, a lot of times in the winter the snow builds up on boxwoods and it breaks them. Well, those are branches you can and should remove at the time you notice them. You don't have to wait to remove damaged branches from any plant during its, you know, necessarily during the specific pruning time. You can do that at any time.
And so it'll help protect it, basically, if you do that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. But, you know, Karen's question is relevant to those of us here in Central Illinois, but we are fortunate to have people that listen to us elsewhere.
Yes.
So, Laura, there's other boxwoods to consider.
Oh.
So I'm not sure what kind of boxwood Karen has, but there are three main families. You got the English boxwood, the Korean, and the American boxwoods. The English boxwoods are they're more open in their form. And you would still prune them at the same time, but they're a shrub that you a lot of times see trimmed into a specific shape,
yeah.
You know, a beach ball or a suitcase or whatever. And it takes a lot of work to get them there because they grow very slowly, and they don't carry their leaves on the inside of the plant where it shades itself.
Mm-hmm.
So to get one to grow and to fulfill its abilities, you would want to do a little bit of pruning on there to allow sunlight to penetrate the inside of the plant.
Oh, good point.
And so that was something that would require some balance. So you'd want to do all four sides and then the top. So we can contrast that, say, to the American boxwood. These are boxwoods that you would see along the mid-Atlantic seaboard. They can be big, like a small to medium-sized ornamental tree.
Yeah.
They can live to be 100 years old or more with proper spacing and proper culture, so proper care. And then that kind of is a good segue into talking about the Korean boxwoods. They're more common. They're cultivars. You see them very often in the Midwest. Same pruning time, but they have a tighter presentation, and they do develop foliage on the inside of themselves, unlike the other two.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, we're timing trimming of boxwoods and yews.
So we've made some distinctions about the boxwoods. Let's talk about the yews for a second. They prune after your boxwoods, so they go late March into mid-June.
Oh.
You could prune them both at the same time, but your window of opportunity for the yews goes a little longer.
Okay.
This is one of the most is one of the oldest domesticated plants in the landscape. Some people hate them, some love them. I love them.
Why would anyone hate a yew?
I think people dislike them because they become trite or they become too common.
Okay.
So whatever. they have a lot to offer. They're like people. They come in all shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the low lazies or the tall upright climbing to the top of the ladder all the time and all the shapes in between.
Mm-hmm.
For the yews and the boxwoods, what folks want to consider is, do you want a natural form? Do you want the plant to grow in the shape that it is capable of growing in all on its own? Or do you want a more formal presentation? In either case, the pruning can be done by pinching with your fingers. We can use pruners.
Uh-huh.
We can use the lopper, which is pruners with long handles to give us more leverage. To cut
I love a lopper.
Let's do
I
some
didn't
lopping
know it was called
sometime.
A lopper.
Yeah, yeah. And then you got the head shears. Some mm-hmm. some are the old manual ones that look like a huge pair of scissors.
Mm-hmm.
Most often that has an engine attached to the back of it, and it looks like a
big,
saw.
You know, okay.
Looks like a saw.
Okay.
And then you got the handsaw. So either boxwoods or yews, if you trim them into that predictable shape mm-hmm. of a beach ball or a suitcase or whatever, you're stuck with that. That's forever.
Really?
That's forever.
No way.
Well, you know, yeah, you could wait your lifetime for it to grow out of that shape, right?
I don't think so.
So that's something I think people need to really strongly consider.
Okay.
Contrast that with the presentation that you have. If it's backyard versus front yard,
mm-hmm.
if it's naturalized versus controlled, organized garden. So these boxwoods in particular are very slow growing. That's why they're expensive to buy, because it takes a long time to produce them. Compared, say, to a yew, which they grow quickly, and
really?
Everybody's growing them. They grow everywhere, so
huh.
there's less restrictions. If you shear these plants into a specific shape, the thing to keep in mind is, like I said, you're going to always have to do that, but you want to do it in a manner so they don't shade themselves. So when you look at a suitcase or the rectilinear trim job,
mm-hmm.
if you looked real close, you'd notice the top corners were in just a couple of inches, just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
just a small, small deviation. Still makes it look like a rectangular or rectilinear form, but the plant's still not shading itself. That's huge in evergreens.
Can people do this by themselves, or do they have to hire somebody? Because that sounds like a very precise sort of trimming.
Well, anybody can do it, but it is precise, Laura, and I mm-hmm. think that's a good point to bring up, because there's a lot more work required and pruning them into this predictable shape. And I think some people might even be under the impression that it's a requirement.
No, really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
You know, I see beautiful landscapes all the time, and, you know, they have the spirea, the birch tree, everything is growing in its natural form, and then there's the yew, and it's trimmed into a beach ball or suitcase. It doesn't match the other forms that are there. So I sometimes say, well, they must think you have to do that to that plant, or they enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But the hand pruning, with the hand pruners or the loppers or even pinching off the ends, that allows you to maintain a healthy plant that is always growing, because pruning stimulates growth. You get the vigor that helps the plant be to grow and be healthy and strong and resist heat, resist extreme cold, resist diseases and other things that attack it in the garden. And if you're shearing a plant and you're not doing it the right time, you always have open wounds. Always, plant is always recovering from pruning
mm-hmm.
and doing less growing in response to pruning. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, you know, we can think about the three boxwoods for a second. These English boxwoods, they want to grow. So they're oftentimes pruned in a manner that allows sunlight into the plant. So they're less dense. They may be more sparse in appearance compared to, say, the Korean boxwoods. With that tighter foliage, they have less of a requirement that they need help from us gardeners to allow sunlight into the plant.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that make those two plants very much alike. They're oftentimes used in the landscape for great backgrounds. Boxwoods, I just think, are fantastic plants because they give us something green year-round, but they're finicky. And you might want to make sure you prune them at the right time.
Quick question, which is your favorite of the three?
Boxwood mm-hmm. would be the American boxwoods.
Okay.
The grow like little umbrellas out in Georgia and the Carolinas, and they're just gorgeous.
Okay. Thank you so much, Karen, for your question here on GLT's Grow. Next week, it's help with a popular houseplant known as mother-in-law's tongue. I bet you have one in your house
what?
Right now. If you've got a gardening question or problem you'd like Murph to tackle, go to our website, wglt.org/grow. There's a form there for you to fill out and send along to us. You can also include a photograph of your question, of the plant in question. Murph might pick your question to answer on the air. It's wglt.org/grow.